JC Corcoran Podcast.
I even like that theme song from Quantum Leap. That was a good song there. So anyhow, Scott Bakula, you see him. If you see him running around town today, you know, that looks like Scott Bakula. It's him. He's back in town. And why they missed out an opportunity to have a guy who is from St. Louis and who
incredibly
knows,
talented.
And who knows how to sing. And instead, you get this biatch yesterday out there at Bush
Stadium. A native of Wausau, Wisconsin, this crossover country artist recently moved to St. Louis to continue her performing and recording career.
See, right there, it doesn't even make sense. She's from Wausau, Wisconsin. She's moving to St. Louis.
And she's a country singer.
Yeah, the hub of the music industry. Music City, St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense from
the beginning. Well, maybe she's saving up money. She'll stay here a year, and then she'll move to Kentucky.
She'll move south.
Eventually, she'll get to Nashville.
Right. Mike Shannon goes, please welcome this woman. She's from Wausau, Wisconsin, and she only had enough bus fare to get to St. Louis on her way to Nashville. Please welcome.
She's going
to
sing God Bless America for us today. Please welcome Carrie Beth Foster.
Never heard of her. Nope. People are looking around at each other going, huh? Who?
Are you supposed to sing? Is that you?
Who's that? Second line, she's in trouble. Second line.
God bless America.
Okay, let me ingest a six pack and crack cocaine. I go to bed. Mm-hmm. I'm laying in bed. You awaken me at 3:30 in the morning.
Don't allow you to urinate.
Stick a microphone in my face and say, "Sing God Bless America,"
or at least say the second line.
Land that I love.
Land of the
Sorry.
Next.
Not even close.
Stand beside her.
That's right.
And guide her.
Good job. 3 out of 4.
Through the night with the light from above.
Free and above now rhyme.
From the mountain to the prairie.
Oh, she's doing great. She'll be fine.
Whose niece or cousin or aunt is this down at the ballpark?
Well, that's all right sometimes.
To the ocean.
Now, when you think of an ocean, you think of seaweed, but that's not really a romantic sort of thought that you would put in a song.
Jellyfish.
You
they hurt.
You wouldn't use that in a song.
Shark attack.
But you would think of the waves hitting the coast,
beautiful,
hitting the rocks, and producing that sort of foamy look. Uh-huh. The ocean's white with foam. That's the song. The ocean's white with foam.
Wild and free.
At first she sounds like she's saying la, la, la. The wild, when she starts wild, sounds like la, la, I don't know the next
one. Maybe she sings better on an E sound than an O sound.
The ocean's
so she just changed it.
Wild and free. Well, you know what? She doesn't sound good singing anything. Okay? I'm not a singer. I
think
sing better
what would have happened
this.
If she'd sung foam.
Sounds like one of the people that would kick off of American Idol, you know, and before they actually get
to the... Kick off? They wouldn't even put them on the show in the first place.
You know, like the first couple of episodes of each American Idol where they're not even in the theater yet. They're just like in a hotel room and people are singing in the lobby. And Simon goes, you suck. You absolutely blow, you know? So.
My home, sweet home.
It's not easy to sing down there a cappella, you know.
It sounds like her voice is going to go out. She's been singing for a minute and 20 seconds.
Laurie can't even listen in her headphones.
Laurie is taking her headphones off.
Hurting her.
Here we go. Here's the big finish.
My home, sweet home.
Everybody's kind of like, okay.
Talk about shock and awe.
That was great.
The second line, God bless America. Heart. What did she even say? Land of the free.
Land of the free, I think.
Land of the free. I tell you what, I mean, you laugh, but I'd rather have this. No?
Oh,
I'd rather have this.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed
Keisha Bonds.
Anybody, bring Mike Ditka, the former coach of the Chicago Bears, out to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Love
anybody.
A one.
Yeah.
And a two.
Woo.
And a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. I'll be something that's a grand girl, Jackson. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run for the whole team. They don't win it to take. What?
Every word, thank you, Lori.
And he didn't waste time.
Every word correct, you know.
In, up, fixed, out.
The best part of that is the organ is trying to keep up with it, man. It's hilarious.
It reminds me of that scene from Reefer Madness where the guy's playing the piano, you know. Even you know, Dennis Franz, you know, on Mother's Day would be better.
Bunch for Harry and for all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day.
I'm telling you, that's one of the great traditions that have developed there at Wrigley Field. Having other people sing that every day is just fabulous.
Yeah. Or as Laurie said, at least get close to it. You know?
Yeah.
At least get close to it.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again. Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before. It's like deja vu all over again.
Friday, May 20th, 2022. 182 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it, but who cares? Because let's go Blues!
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period. Where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
All right, that was cute for 30 seconds, that's enough. Yeah, Blues in Colorado Saturday night at the Enterprise Center, 7 o'clock. You think there'll be anybody there? Oh, God. And by the way, let's talk about the pronunciation of Colorado, because depending on where you are from across the fruited plains, you might say Colorado. Like, I grew up in Chicago and people said Colorado, and not till I moved to St. Louis did I hear Colorado. But we still can't decide whether it's Weidman or Weidman Road or Youngerman or Jungerman. So there. Well, if you will recall on Thursday morning's podcast, JC told you that there might be some problems with the weather in the afternoon and evening. And holy crap, I was right for a change. Remember yesterday morning I was telling you about the Bow Echo? And that's exactly what we saw. And it looks like there was a confirmed EF0 tornado in Kirkwood. That's the lowest one that you can have. But tell that to the guy who's got a tree in his living room this morning. Funnel clouds all over the place, wall clouds, tornadoes. You got a foot. Yep, 55 was shut down there at Loughborough because of the flood. It's interesting also because Sunday is the anniversary of the Joplin tornado. and that was an EF5, I believe. What was it? I think 163 dead in that Joplin tornado in 2011. Sometimes the weather doesn't fool around, you know? We were talking about outer space and all the space exploration and the Webb telescope and everything yesterday. And we look at places like Jupiter and certain planets that, you know, we were told from the time we were little kids that have violent atmospheric conditions. And, you know, oh my goodness. Well, if there's anybody out there looking back at us, they're probably thinking the same thing. You know, sitting there going, and these people sit there and they live right in the path of these things that these whirling violent storms suck you right out of your house and destroy the trees and scare the hell out of you doing it. Probably looks pretty scary from out in outer space looking back at us. By the way, this is sort of a weird one. NASA has canceled all unnecessary spacewalks for now because the space station astronauts' helmets keep filling up with water and they don't know why. And the Cardinals ought to be glad to get out of New York. Number one, they kept losing to the Mets. And number two, a team at Cambridge University built a tiny computer that can run on pond scum. That's amazing because unless you're talking about the Mets, the subject of pond scum almost never comes up. Yeah, the Cardinals better stop doing this. That was pathetic yesterday. Too much of that going on. All right, off to Pittsburgh where we should win, better win. We got, you know, that's really how a lot of championship teams do it. They beat up on the rotten teams, the Cincinnati's, the Pittsburghs. And then if you lose a couple of games to the good teams, that's all right. At the end of the season, you're still sitting there with 87, 88, 89 wins, and you make the playoffs. That's fine. It's sort of like Jordan Bennington. Think about that. Think about everything that has been said about this guy in the last 2 years. Think about it. Man, how soon they forget. And even in the loss the other night, Bennington was sensational. And then last night, fantastic again. Play well when you have to play well. Play well when you have to play well, and now is that time. Somebody mentioned something again yesterday about the intro and outro that I do every day when I tell you how many days are remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. And a couple of people have been very, you know, polite about it. They're like, you know, JC, we never really thought of you as the tinfoil hat type of guy. And yet you say this twice every day, and isn't that sensationalizing things a little bit? And I'm like, hell no. Think about this. 24 states coming up this fall will have elections for election officials. In other words, somebody has the final say in each of the 50 states on the certification, if you will, of the elections. And in almost half the states, 24 this fall, those people will be decided. In 14 of those 24 states, there's a candidate on the ballot that is an election denier. In other words, they subscribe to Donald Trump's big lie. 14 states have people on the ballot. Now, they might run and lose, but this is getting a little scary. Oh, and by the way, election deniers on the ballot in Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, all battleground states. My 12-year-old was very excited for some reason about getting her braces on the other day. We were not as excited because that's another $5,000 out the window. But she was actually looking forward to it. And she was all smiles when she came out. And she was just so excited. Yesterday, the discomfort started to set in. You know, and the headaches and the migraines and the jaw pain. And she had to take the wax and rub it on the inside there. I never wore braces. I don't know what this is like. But I knew that somehow this story was not going to be all just a stroll in the park. You know, one of our traffic reporters from way back when, remember the name Lance Hildebrand, who has been doing traffic in the St. Louis market for probably 40 years. And Lance is just a wonderful guy. He is so funny. Back when we were working together and he was doing our traffic reports, he was dating a woman who had a broken jaw. I don't really know how she broke it. I forgot that part of the story, but she showed up at one of our live remote broadcasts one day. Really pretty girl, but you're talking like this because that's how she goes. I'm like, well, how do you eat? And it's like, yeah, everything's through a straw. Certain things you can't eat. But then she reached in her back pocket and pulled out a pair of wire snips. I was like, what do you got those for? And I could do the whole thing like, you know, talking, but I'll just do it in my normal voice, okay? But she said that the doctor said, don't ever go anywhere. Don't ever have these out of your sight, because if for some reason you were to become ill, the kind of ill where you throw up, for example, you could choke to death. He told her, he said, if you ever feel, you know, nauseous to the point where you think you are going to heave, I don't know that he necessarily used the word heave. He may have just said technicolor yawn. After all, he is a doctor. But she knew the procedure. You know, she, yeah, just reach in here, grab him, and then my jaw would then be free. It'd probably just flap open, but at least you wouldn't choke to death and die. That was a pleasant story, huh? One of the nice things about having a place in Florida, and we sort of bounce back and forth between St. Louis and Florida these days, is the seafood coming out of the Gulf. And it's all been pre-oiled courtesy of BP. Good morning, everybody. Seriously, though, no, the shrimp in Florida is fantastic. And the scallops, well, this is something I didn't know. Scallops are attracted to LED lights, and it could lead to a new fishing technique that's better for the environment. A team figured out when they're trying to catch crabs, well, we already knew they were attracted to lights. So now you just put LED lights out there and the damn things practically swim to the boat and give themselves up. For those of you who have sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, grandbabies, whatever the case may be, a team at Washington State working on a smart pacifier for babies that could track things like electrolytes and tell if they're dehydrated. That would mean premature infants wouldn't have to have their blood drawn twice a day. And a new study found that watching TV and playing video games at the same time might make kids smarter. Social media, though, apparently had no effect. Today is National Pizza Party Day, if you need another reason to celebrate the fact that it is Friday. And speaking of Florida, and we just were a moment ago, it's a lot of drugs. It's a lot of drugs. You know, Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas, their show went off the air and the drugs came back because they weren't around to stop the bad guys. Turns out even the fish in southern Florida are on drugs. Several pharmaceuticals, including antidepressants, blood pressure medicine, and Valium, have been discovered in the blood and the tissue of the fish in South Florida. Yes, I'll have a bottle of the 89 Chateau Montelena white wine and a Bass Blood Chaser. Something tells me at the end of this year, we're all going to be asking ourselves, why did we put so much time and effort into this Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing? God! Johnny Depp's former agent testified yesterday that he sabotaged his own career because of drug use and erratic behavior, and Amber Heard's allegations had nothing to do with it. Adam Sandler gave the commencement speech at NYU's School of the Arts, and he warned parents that showbiz is tough. Here's the quote. I'm trying to talk my kids out of show business, and they know fucking Adam Sandler, end quote. MTV plans to reboot Jersey Shore with a new cast, and the original cast is not happy about it. They issued a statement saying, quote, we are not in support of a version that will exploit our original show, our hard work, and authenticity to gain viewers, end quote. Wow. Wow. They're not full of themselves, huh? All right, some stuff to watch on TV this weekend on Amazon starting today. Night Sky, Sissy Spacek and J.K. Simmons as a retired couple who have a chamber in their backyard that leads to another planet. On Netflix today, fourth season premiere of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. George Carlin's American Dream, part one of that series, starts tonight on HBO. And then Saturday Night Live, hosted by Natasha Lyonne, 47th season finale of Saturday Night Live. I interviewed her for a movie she was in. Oh, that was the Woody Allen movie. That was Everybody Says I Love You. That's the one that nobody saw because it was a musical and it wasn't very good. But I got to interview her, and she was only, I don't even think she was 20 years old. She may have been like 17. And somehow the issue of her breasts came up in the conversation, and it wasn't me that brought it up. It was her. But then I said, well, as long as you are talking about this, they are pretty sensational, aren't they? And she said, oh, you ought to see them when they're out, all of this predating the Me Too generation, obviously. American Idol 20th season finale on Sunday night. Also the 33rd season finale of The Simpsons. Jimmy Fallon tonight has Fred Armisen and Chloe Sevigny. She'll be talking about her new project, That 70s Show. Stephen Colbert has Shaquille O'Neal. Bill Maher will attempt to have some sense talked into him by Donna Brazile. But then Adam Carolla will come out and he'll say a lot of stupid stuff. What's it gonna take? Album number 43 today from Van Morrison. Brown Eyed Girl came out in 1967 on his debut album. That was 55 years ago. I always tell you, we only do politics on the podcast when it is unavoidable. This really isn't politics. I just crack up. I crack up when Seth Meyers does his Mike Lindell impression.
And then there's my pillow CEO, Mike Lindell. Sorry, but there is. Lindell, who sells pillows preloaded with nightmares, was photographed in the days before Trump left office, walking into the White House with notes that said martial law on them. Correctly spelled, it should be noted. That's a real burn on Marjorie Taylor Greene when you lose the yelling bee to this guy. But when Lindell was confronted by a reporter, he claimed he had no idea what the reporter was talking about.
Who gave you the papers?
Who gave me the papers? That's none of your business. A bunch of lawyers did. I've never read them. Hold it. I've never read them. I went in there with evidence on January 15th. You guys are old news. You're regurgitating old news. January 15th, I went in there with four papers that shows Dominion and the election crime of the machines in China attacking our country. Cyber attack. All 50 states, over 12 million votes that Donald Trump won by 82 million to 68 million was the real count.
Who gave you the papers?
I just said A whole bunch of lawyers did. I've never read them. This is old news. You're regurgitating. You care about why are you protect a company called Dominion and you attack a company called MyPillow? You're a traitor to our country. You're a disgusting leader. Traitor. Traitor. Traitor.
Doesn't give me faith that you're going to find phony ballots when you can't even find someone to do a chant with you. Also, more importantly, let me see if I'm following you. Your claim is that a bunch of lawyers handed you a pile of documents and you took them to the President of the United States without reading them? You must have a hell of a time getting through the airport. Okay, sir, and did you pack these bags yourself?
No, some guys jumped out of an SUV and gave them to me and sped off. Why? What's the problem?
But Trump and Lindell and their gang of weirdos are not giving up. They want to follow through on the coup again, and they'll do it if they get the chance. In fact, Lindell, who got kicked off Twitter for spreading election lies, is so desperate to get his account reinstated that he has asked multiple times if anyone knows Elon Musk so Lindell can get in touch with him.
I'm going to do a shout-out to Elon Musk. I would love to meet Elon Musk. I would want to show him all the corruption that went on in the 2020 election with the voting machines. I have a shout out right now. If anybody knows Elon, you can, you know, they tell him I want to meet with them because I'm going to be reaching out to his people.
I've been wanting to reach out. If Elon Musk, if you're watching, I want to reach out to Elon Musk. I'd like to sit down with Elon myself one-on-one and show him in a 15-minute little presentation I have and say, here's where we're at. This is what they did. You flew to the moon or whatever, flew to outer space. Here's the cyber stuff.
Well, I guess that explains why Musk wants out of the Twitter deal. Excuse me, Mr. Musk, the MyPillow guy wants to show you a 15-minute presentation on election fraud. I'm out. I love this part the most.
You flew to the moon or whatever, flew to outer space.
What? He wants to meet with Musk, but doesn't even know what Musk does. Musk has a company that makes rockets. He didn't personally fly to the moon. But that's just Lindell. He's just always a little off.
And I love Tesla. Top 10 hair metal bands for me. Signs. Everywhere a sign blocking out the scenery. You know the song. Anyway, let me back on Twitter. I don't got no friends. And I live in a van down by the river.
Switched it up. Switched it up.
Oh, my God. I die when he does that. I just die. All right, what do we got here? It was on this date in 1998 that the people at Disney World said, we got this new movie called Mulan, and here's the deal. You come down here and do your radio show, but we're going to let you bring your family because it is a kids movie, obviously. And so bring your wife, bring your daughter. We had one at the time. And we'll put you in one of the nice resorts down here. You see the movie with your daughter, get to stay over the weekend, just sort of hang out. It's all on us. Those were the good old days. Man, we're talking 1998 here. But the reason I tell you the story is not to show off that I got a free junket deal. It was because my daughter, who was probably about, well, let's see, it was 98, so she was about 5. It was the first time she ever stayed in a hotel. And when we explained the concept of room service to her, we might as well have said that there were Martians dancing on the roof of the hotel. She just couldn't believe it. And even when we told her how it works, she still didn't believe it until we picked up the phone, called down to room service, ordered her a grilled cheese sandwich and a glass of milk. And about 25 minutes later, it showed up at the door. Her eyes got as big as pie plates. She just could not believe the concept of room service. Then she wanted it at home, unfortunately. It was on the state in 2015. David Letterman did his final network television show. And a hell of a show, and a hell, and one hell of a show it was, too. And no, my buddy from St. Louis, Chris Albers, who wrote for Dave for a very, very long time, was asked to submit a joke for the final monologue. And in fact, one of his jokes, if you remember the monologue, it was an Elian Gonzalez joke, and that was Chris's joke. 1994 on this date, I officially filed the lawsuit against Stephen DC. 93 was the final Cheers episode. 1990, oh, and they gave Jay Leno a terrible job that night. They had him go live on NBC after the final Cheers episode to interview everybody at some giant restaurant, bar, place, I don't know what it was, and everybody was drunk off their asses. They were tired, and Jay Leno was going around trying to interview people. It just crashed and burned. It was terrible. And Jay himself will tell you that same version of that story. In 1995 in St. Louis, Sirigil and Mujibur from The Late Show with David Letterman showed up in St. Louis, part of Pants Across America. No, that wasn't it. That was Casey Kasem. What the hell were Sirigil and Mujibur doing? I forgot. Not important. We had fun with them anyhow. On Sunday's date, 1992, it was the Johnny Carson finale. Burt Reynolds was in town in 2005, along with the stars of The Longest Yard, the remake. Mark Close will turn the big 6'9" on Sunday. Happy birthday, Mark. That was one of my mistakes in broadcasting. That was one of my mistakes. There were a couple of years there where we were having trouble finding co-hosts for the morning show. And I don't know why, but I just didn't think that Mark was built that way. And then one time in, I guess it was 97, 98, the station actually said, we're going to put Mark Close in there with you. And it's like, yeah, all right. You know, I like Mark. Well, he was hilarious, and he was great. He was a natural at it, and I just kept banging my head off the corner of the table thinking to myself, why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I do this sooner? So you live and you learn. Senator John Danforth got mad at us on this date in 1986 because, if you'll recall, we had a list of 388 pseudonyms for the male reproductive organ, which we read on the air, and he was not happy about that.
I don't call mine Helmet Head or the single serving shrimp soup dispenser or the single up the middle or the pork sword.
My first day on the radio, on a real radio station, out of college, you know, just like you're out on your own now, you're graduated, this is actual life, this is the beginning of your broadcasting career, was on this date, 1975. WYFE in Rockford, Illinois, a little FM station out there, which is interesting because exactly 9 years later, I was driving into St. Louis on my way to take over the morning show at KSHE 95. Now, I'd been in town twice before for the job interview, and then they brought me back a couple of days later so I could look for a place to live. But this was, where I was actually coming in. I was driving in from Kokomo, Indiana, where I had been staying with an ex-girlfriend overnight because I drove from Buffalo to Kokomo, stayed overnight, and then continued the journey to St. Louis. And I still remember it was a Sunday afternoon. It was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The Cardinals were playing, and I picked up KMOX on the way in, and there had been a rain delay. So the game was like still just wrapping up at about 5 in the afternoon. It's amazing the amount of detail that I recall. And they put me in the Airport Marriott, and I started on the air a couple of days later. And thus, the journey began. And one of my favorite stories happened on Sunday's date in 1997. We were going into the long Memorial Day holiday, and I had just moved into a new house in Brentwood. And I called, at the time, TCI Cable. TCI Cable. You know, it was one of those deals where, you know, you got to be home from like noon until 5 o'clock or something like that. But like I said, it's the Friday going into Memorial Day, and they sent a kid in who's about 22. And he is working feverishly. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is a go-getter, isn't it? But then he explained to me why he was working so quickly. It's because all of his buddies were already at the lake for the long Memorial Day holiday, and he was going to be joining them, and I was the last job of the day. And so he wanted to wrap it up so he could get to the lake. Okay, you're 22. That's understandable. But he was working, shall we say, just a little bit too quickly. And at the time, it was my office and studio that I was having the cable put in, and I had a splitter. The splitter just meant that the coax came out of the wall, and then there's this little metal box, and you put one wire in, then you put the second wire in, and the signal goes to one TV over here and goes to the other TV over there. It splits the signal. And this guy's working away and all this, and he's drilling, and he's doing all this, and I was like, all right, look, just get tired of hearing him complain about it. So finally I said, okay, you know, at the time I was one of those guys who would go around and help other people install TVs and VCRs and get the 12 o'clock to stop flashing on the front and all that stuff, because I was pretty good at that stuff. So I said, just, you know, hook up the basic thing, I'll do the rest. Okay, fine. And boom, he's out of the place. So now I get behind the TV and I take the little metal box, a little splitter, and I take the coax. And the coax touches the metal box and goes, boom! And smoke comes off of the little metal box. And even the metal plating, the silver metal plating, burns off of the thing. This is from coax. Well, now I call up TCI Cable. Everybody's gone. It's the Memorial Day holiday. I ain't got no TV for like 4 days. And when I call on Tuesday morning and explain it to them, they're like, well, that can't be because there's no electrical current going through coax. I go, I know there's not supposed to be. And they thought I was crazy. But when the second technician came out like a day later, I showed it to him and he was like, huh, I wonder how he did that. Yeah, because he was rushing to get the hell out. And that sort of goes hand in hand with the story. There's a guy who lives around the corner from my buddy, Bill Greenblatt, one of the best photographers you will ever meet in all of the land, especially in St. Louis. And Bill has a house that's sort of right around the corner. It's sort of like, I don't know if it's Olivet or Ladue, but it's like on that dividing line. And there was a guy down the street from him that built, like, I don't know, it's like a $3 million home, because all those places in there are teardowns. You know, it's these old houses that were built in the 50s, and people would get old and they would die, and the estate would be sold. They'd come in with a bulldozer, knock down the old house from the 50s, and put up some $3 million home. And so this guy builds one of those $3 million homes. He's got some of his stuff in the house already and calls the cable company to install cable in the new house. And the guy goes downstairs into the laundry room where they were apparently bringing the coax in from out on the pole and starts drilling holes, apparently unaware of the fact that on the other side of the wall that he was drilling into was the electrical box. The house burned to the ground. That was only about, what, maybe 15 years ago? One final show business note. Cher turns 76 today. Well, about 80% of her does. And Ohio State coach Ryan Day signed a 2-year contract extension. It's going to pay him about $9.5 million a year. See, it's nice to see that a coach is now making as much as some of his players. And with that, we say that's it for the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Friday, May 20th, 2022. 182 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. We are here every weekday morning right about this time. We're coming up on the 38th anniversary of J.C. appearing on the radio for the first time in St. Louis. And we're getting closer and closer to that announcement that I was supposed to make about 6 weeks ago that got delayed, but I'm 90% sure we're going to have that for you next week. So come around and see us, okay? Have yourself a great weekend. Continue to spread the word that the J.C. Corcoran podcast is here every day. We're in the top 10% of all podcasts in the country. That's pretty cool. Let's keep it there. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.